So in this Economist article, he says that Plan B is to save capitalism. Quote, the idea from Sir Richard is to form a small group of business leaders who will campaign for reforms to make capitalism more oriented to the long term and socially more responsible. Needless to say, they will bear no resemblance to the A-team, whom fans of 1980s television will recall were a bunch of mercenaries who everyone assumed were in it for themselves, but in fact wanted to save the world. And that is precisely how power sees itself. Misunderstood, beleaguered, here they are installing the republic, the dream that has tormented brains like themselves for millennia. We're almost there. It's for us, all of it. And then they say, and then this article says that as an example of some of the reforms they're going to push, proper accounting for environmental impact, an end to quarterly reporting of results, and the phasing out of fossil fuel subsidies are likely to be near the top of the list, unquote. Now, no doubt they plan a long phase of this phasing out of fossil fuel subsidies to allow for full extraction, no matter it be barbarous and wantonly wasteful and work against the interest of coming generations. I'm quoting from Nikola Tesla. In 1915, he said, "We have at our disposal three main sources of life-sustaining energy, fossil fuels, water power, and the heat of the sun's rays. The force of wind offers much better chances and is valuable in special instances, but is by far inadequate. Moreover, the tides, waves, and winds furnish only periodic and often uncertain power and necessitate the employment of large and expensive storage plants. Of course, there are other possibilities, but they are remote, and we must depend on the first of these resources. If we use fossil fuel to get our power, we are living on our capital and exhausting it rapidly. This method is barbarous and wantonly wasteful and will have to be stopped in the interest of coming generations," unquote. Now that is for all the folks who say that it could not be seen. No one could foresee. Oh, they did foresee. They don't care about us, and they certainly don't care about the earth. They care about winning. The global competition, supremacy, that's it. That's it.